Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Many years ago, I jailbroke my iPhone specifically to unlock it. This is back in the days before you could get an unlock from AT&T or this, because this was the 3GS. Eventually, they allowed to do it, and so I that was pretty much the only reason I unlocked my phone or to jailbreak my phone was to get it, was to be able to unlock it. But there were some issues with that, of course, because every once in a while you have to factory default the phone, especially when it's jailbreaking stuff and things start kind of going weird. Sometimes you need to reset it. And I made the mistake of doing this at an airport once where I had really bad Wi-Fi connectivity. And that I basically bricked my phone. That was fun. But this feature is, of course, now used. The reason it was originally done was to make sure that when you turn on your iPhone that you first do a reset and activate, it knows what networks what SIM cards it's allowed to take and that kind of stuff. This has been extended to essentially make it impossible for if somebody steals your iPhone, that if you've turned on the activation lock, then that nobody can then take that iPhone and activate it on a different iTunes account. So it's a useful security feature, except that Apple kind of screwed up how it was implemented. And apparently, it was designed in a way that if you plugged in your phone into iTunes and your and then you redirected that traffic to something that wasn't Apple's activation server, that that iOS would be tricked into thinking it was activated, but the cell phone part, or the cellular radio, the baseband, won't activate in that case. Although I'm sure some hacker will figure out a way around that, just like they did in the past with some of the jailbreak unlock techniques that were around in the past. It's only a matter of time, of course. Now, this shouldn't be shocking, right? I mean, I guess does that mean that activation lock is broken? Well, kind of, I guess. But the reality is that regardless of what mechanisms that Apple puts in, or any sort of security mechanisms and any sort of information security or device security or whatever you want to call it, right? There's always going to be people that are going to be figure out ways to get around whatever security measures you put in. And now, granted, there's certain basic things that probably should be done, and maybe there were some things that Apple could have done in their design of their activation lock that would prevent this kind of thing from happening in the as to whether they will fix it, I don't know. But the one thing I do know in information security is that that a determined hacker will always find a way in, right, to whatever it is. And so in the long run, right, this cat and mouse game, I mean, if somebody really wants your phone, your stuff, they're going to find a way to get it. There's just no way around that. This is what I do in my day job. There's no 100% security in that regard. There's always more you can do. It's just a question of how much effort do you have to take versus, how does it make it unusable? It's just all kinds of things you have to factor in. And at a certain point, you just kind of say, well, there's only so much I can do. I was never really a fan of the way Apple activated their devices, but now with the activation lock feature, I kind of see why that makes sense. But you shouldn't have to phone home in order to use your device that you purchased. That just morally seems a bit sketchy to me. But as I say, it's turned into a useful security feature that is now being mandated actually by state or federal laws, depending upon where you're at. So there's no getting around it. I guess there is. That's the problem. But I mean, there's no getting around the fact that these features need to be on the phone. So just be aware that it's not as secure as you think. And, as always, make sure you're taking backups, make sure you're doing, if something happens that they might end up using your phone as an iPod Touch. Well, and at some point maybe an iPhone, but make sure you have backups. And that's the main takeaway there. And that, yes, nothing is 100% secure, but, if you've been paying attention, you already know that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.